with another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muling for RFD Town & Country Partners. The return of the wine industry to Illinois over the past 30 years can at least partially be credited to the Renzaglia family and Alto Vineyards in the southern part of the state. Corey Peters is manager and event coordinator at the winery in Alto Pass.
The Alto Pass location is the original spot where the Renzaglia family opened up the winery back in 1988. We are one of the oldest wineries in the state, one of the founding members of the Shawnee Hills Wine Trail down here in southern Illinois, which is made up of 12 different wineries. I am sitting in our new modern tasting room that is about 20 times as big as our old location, which we moved into a few years ago when we celebrated 25 years in business.
Peter says the family has since expanded its reach.
We have a wine list that is over 20 wines, quite the variety from dry to sweet and everything in between. It's a pretty large family that owned the winery. The winemaker here in Alto Pass, his sister started the tasting room in Champaign area, and then his brother lives in Australia. He has his own vineyard, manages some others, and he makes his own wine, and he makes it under the family name, the Renzaglia name, and we do import his wines to be sold here at the winery tasting room in Alto Pass and also in Champaign. So we have wines from across the globe that are made by the Renzaglia family.
He says the beautiful location is worth finding.
We're in the Shawnee National Forest, about 25 minutes southwest of Carbondale. Probably the easiest way to get to us is off the interstate. We have signs that will take you to the Lick Creek exit on Interstate 57 that will get you over here, and you will run into many other wineries that are on the trail from that exit. But it's going to take you about a half hour from that point off of 57 to get over here to Alto Pass.
Peters says Alto Vineyards stays open all year.
We do slow down a little bit in the winter, but we are one of the wineries that is open year-round. Monday through Thursday, we're open from 10 to 5, and then on the weekends, Friday through Sunday, we'll stay open till 7 in our summer hours, which will be from March through November, and then we'll just close an hour early in the winter season. But our busiest time of the year is in the fall when the temperatures cool down a little bit, not so hot down here in southern Illinois, and the leaves are starting to turn and people can come out and enjoy all of the wonderful outdoor adventures southern Illinois offers and get out on the wine trail and taste some of our wines produced here in Illinois.
You can find more information and directions at altovineyards.net or search them on Facebook or other social media sites. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muling.